Let me ask you this. Do you think that porn is inherently bad or damaging to the brain?
I'd have to answer yes to that. Why? Because it's like alcohol. Now, really important, Roman, this isn't a moral judgment. It's not an ethical judgment. It's not at all. I don't judge people's moral standards, ethical. It's none of my business. But the point is, all the research has shown, and you just need to cross off the word in front of addiction, porn, drugs, alcohol. You're just left with addiction, and they're all the same. That means you can't control alcohol use once you've moved to the place of compulsive. You can't control drug, porn, because the brain needs an increased something else in order to give it the same high that it was getting a year earlier, 2 years earlier. You can't control that. It's going to need novelty, newness, something else to give it the same high that you used to get X years earlier. It doesn't stay static. It needs more. And if you always look at when I first started, do the timeline X years later, look at where you are at now and the things that you're viewing and the type, etc. And you'll see changes. And often I never imagined I would be over here when I was back here. Never imagined I'd be viewing this type of material. I work with those, Roman, that have had the knock on the door from the law enforcement in the early hours of the morning, because they never imagined they would have gone into that area of porn viewing. And they lose sight of where they are as they get in their high and stay there for too long. And their gadgets have got the stuff, the images. And they're in the system, the legal system, for a lot of months waiting to be charged. It's a painful process, but it's a journey to how they ended up where they ended up.
Yes. Okay. B Alpha in the chat says, if you find the root cause, you will easier break free from the addiction. It may take time to find it, but as you find it, I believe you are curing the addiction faster. What do you think? Is there a root cause all the time?
Yes, absolutely. Let me put two thumbs up to whoever said that. Absolutely. Totally. And that's where I differ, I guess, from many other programs and the stuff. There is always a root cause. It may not be easy to find it, but that's why I do a history taking. I do a history taking, Roman, where I'm asking 188 questions over three 50-minute sessions to build a profile of the little person from the time they were born up to the adult age that they are now, to see what has gone into the way that they have done life that has caused their brain to find a coping strategy for managing emotions back there, bullying, parents' separation and divorce. There's all sorts of things. Sometimes it's just I came across my father's stash of porn when I was age 10, and I just came back, going back to view it, and they just got on the hamster wheel with the dopamine that just caused them to self-soothe with a dopamine hit. But then they never learn how to manage emotions, because the brain just says, when I feel this, go and do. When I feel, just go and do. But there are some proper positive coping strategies we all need to learn back there. So there is always a root cause, and it was always set up in childhood, but it doesn't mean the child is doing porn. It means there are some strategies that the brain is developing, which often includes moving away from people and that situation. But that's creating the template for loneliness, separateness, until that intense behavior is comes across their gaze, And now the brain says, oh, instead of reading your book, instead of playing your PlayStation, why don't you try this? And the brain says, oh, that's nice. I like that. I'm escaped into cyber world. So there is a root cause, and it is vitally important to find it. Otherwise, all the work one is doing after that is really is a band-aid, because when the perfect storm hits again in the future, the brain is going to want to self-soothe from whatever has triggered the root cause, the breakdown of the relationship. What's that got to do with 10 years, 15 years later recovering, but now I'm triggered back to when my relationship broke down. I remember my parents asking, who do you want to live with when we separate and we divorce? But the trauma of being asked that and they finally did divorce was never really dealt with. I just got over it. So I thought, actually, often we don't just get over it. What the brain does is just put it in a place where it doesn't trouble us too often, too badly, too much, but it's not actually processed and resolved. And that's why I use
Yeah.
this thing called EMDR to go after the root. Let me just say something. No, the previous question you asked me about the impact of porn, is it inherently wrong? The other hat that I wear, Roman, is I'm a psychosexual therapist, and the dilemma is what the porn is storing up for those key relationships. In other words, by viewing the porn at such a young, early age, repeatedly, by their 20s, the brain has often become sensitized to this one partner's body, where one has to use porn as foreplay to be able to get the erection with that one partner, because her body for the rest of your life or for the next 10, 20 years isn't going to work, because you've been dining out on 50 bodies over the months. Your brain actually needs to be desensitized in order to be able to find her attractive. And so porn is doing some damage in terms of your libido, your ability to maintain erections, to be turned on. It is doing damage over time.